From Feature Story News in San Francisco, I'm Ira Spitzer with a look back at some of the week's top stories. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States was not involved in any offensive operations following an apparent Israeli strike on Iran. Speaking at a G7 meeting in Italy, Secretary Blinken called for de-escalation, but refused to confirm if Washington had prior notice of the attack.
I'm not going to speak to what's been reported, other than to say that the United States has not been involved in any offensive operations. The United States, along with our partners, will continue to work for de-escalation.
Israel had for days pledged to respond after Iran's unprecedented drone assault on Israel last weekend, a retaliation for what it claims was a deadly Israeli airstrike on its consulate in Syria earlier this month. India has started voting in the world's largest election, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi seeking a third term in power. The country has almost 1 billion eligible voters. The election is being spread over 7 phases. FSN's Rebecca Bundin reports from Chennai.
People have been flocking to the polling booths in India, with voting taking place across parts of 21 states in the country. In what is the first phase of the polls, voting will end on the 1st of June, and votes will be counted on the 4th of June. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is widely expected to return to power for a rare third term, although there are questions over whether his Hindu nationalist BJP and its allies will be able to secure the 400 seats it is aiming for. The opposition has hit out at Mr. Modi, accusing him of eroding democracy, while concerns remain over inflation and unemployment levels. Modi, a popular but controversial figure, is trying to appeal to voters with its welfare schemes and promises to boost the economy.
A jury has been sworn in for Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. The trial kicked off Monday with the former president facing 34 counts of falsifying business records tied to allegations that he paid hush money to an adult film star ahead of the 2016 election. The former president denies the charges. FSN's William Denzilo reports from outside the courthouse in New York.
The 12 people that will decide ultimately Donald Trump's fate in this criminal hush money case have been decided. This comes after a rather frantic and fraught day of jury selection here in Lower Manhattan. The day began with 7 members of the 12-member panel already confirmed. 2, though, swiftly dropped out during morning proceedings. However, in a flurry of activity during the afternoon session here at court, the other members of the jury have been confirmed. They have now been sworn in, which means that a jury is in place. Judge Juan Machan hopes that they will come back on Monday for opening statements in this case for Donald Trump's hush money trial to really begin in earnest.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking today in more detail at plans to pay for the reconstruction of Ukraine. Germany will be hosting a Ukraine reconstruction conference in June, and the Ukrainian Prime Minister has been in the United States this week, urging not just more military support for Kyiv, but help planning the country's eventual rebuilding.
It is really not assistance for Ukraine. It's for the United States' own industrial and defense base, which frankly have degraded.
Igor Krestin is the director of Global Policy at the George W. Bush Institute in Dallas. He says Ukraine's reconstruction presents opportunities for international private sector firms.
This reconstruction is not going to be a burden. There's quite a bit of opportunity in Ukraine for America's private sector companies and others to partake in the reconstruction projects. And that is something that I think the United States has emphasized through, and the European Union through its various sort of conferences and gatherings. Ukraine has its own agency, Ukrinvest, that is geared towards attracting private sector investment and making sure that this is not a burden on anyone's taxpayers.
But the details will be complicated because the West wants Russia in some fashion to pay for the rebuilding of Ukraine, and because the Trump wing of the Republican Party is totally opposed to any suggestion that the United States should get engaged in nation building whenever the war ends. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
Some of the week's top stories again. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. was not involved in any offensive operations following an apparent Israeli strike on Iran. India starts voting in the world's largest election, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi seeking a third term in power. And Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial kicks off in New York. Those were some of the week's top stories from Feature Story News. Ira Spitzer reporting.